Northwest Christian School Online provides online Christian education for any students, ranging from kindergarten to 10th grade. The tuition is fully covered through the state of Arizona's ESA program and is affordable for families out of state. You can count on NCS Online for a rigorous, proven online program that establishes a robust biblical worldview for all students. For more information, go to ncsonline.org. That's ncsonline.org.
Today, Mrs. Hunter and Mr. Young are going to talk about what if we disagree on kingdom culture issues. That's a tough one. Good people, good men, good women have different viewpoints on interpretations of the Bible. And it's always tough for me. It's like, who do you go with? Well, you go with love. You go with grace. You go with compassion is what all the C's. I don't remember all the C's, but you might hear some more today. I was keenly aware of disagreements, and this is not one where you can just be okay to disagree. But I was watching a movie this weekend called 42, and it's the story of Jackie Robinson. Chadwick Boseman plays Jackie Robinson, and he breaks the color barrier in Major League Baseball. You probably know that story, and I've never watched that movie without the thought, wow, what courage, what incredible dedication and incredible composure to do this, and what he went through, just knowing any pitch could be right in his ear. And I watched it this weekend, and I was keenly aware that there are people in our country that don't think Jackie Robinson's a hero, that think Ben Chapman was probably right and Dixie Walker was probably right. And oh, it hurt. Like I said, I don't think that's one we can just disagree on, but we can listen. And Tattoos on the Heart, probably my favorite book outside of the scriptures, and the chapter on kinship, and I've read this before, says Mother Teresa diagnosed the world's ills in this way: we've just forgotten that we belong to each other. Kinship is what happens to us when we refuse to let that happen. Kinship, togetherness. We belong to each other. We've forgotten that along the way. And I don't know how it happened, when it happened, but we get to be ones that say, no, we remember we belong to each other. I want to read this passage that I park in a lot, and I try to live this, and I say, God, please help me live this, because I don't know if I am sometimes, but... it's John 13, 34. And it's my hope and prayer for all of us as we learn to disagree and to pursue kinship and remember we belong to each other. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And Jesus had a lot of these mic drop moments, but this is one of them. This is how they'll know. This is how people will know when you have love for one another. And my prayer for NCS, that we would be able to do this. We would have love for one another. We remember that we belong to each other. So.
You'll never know.
Oh, man. Laughter is so good. I love to laugh, Mrs. Hunter.
Even if you have to fake it, it's still good.
What were we laughing about?
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. Laughter is so good. Hey, guys. How you doing? It's chapel. We're not laughing at the praise band.
No, they're
the worship band
so
is not what
great.
Made us laugh. Please no. Don't think that your last song caused us to burst into laughter.
Unless it was the joy of the Lord bubbling out.
Is anyone
us.
Still thinking that we're like recording this right after the band just played? Please, everybody, we're professionals here. Hey, welcome to chapel. It's great to have you here. She's Mrs. Hunter.
He's Mr. Young.
I'm Mr. Young.
Behind the
the
camera.
The guy behind the camera is Mr. G.
Oh, Mr. G.
That'd be his left paw. And it's great to be back with you. We hope that the conversation that we have today will spur on a conversation you can have in your classroom that we hope will be beneficial for everyone.
Yes.
So, real quick recap from last week. The idea last week was I shared with you how horrible of a person I was at one point. Notice that I'm not saying I'm horrible now, but back then. No, really it was about, guys, the idea of learning how to have conversations with people that are filled with clarity and compassion. All the words that happen to begin with the letter C. And the point of that, guys, was to remind us that if we are having conversations with people who maybe aren't Jesus followers, that the best approach is to have some humility and recognize that if I can be clear about what I believe, but also be very compassionate towards the person, greater success for them to understand Jesus, see Jesus, and for you to continue a relationship with them.
Yeah.
So this week, what we thought we would do is turn it a little more inward and maybe even focus on conversations and dialogue that we have with one another here at Northwest, or maybe your family at home, friends that don't go to Northwest, a little more of a, as the couch is fixed.
I'm getting swallowed.
A little more of the conversations that probably have been happening a lot in recent months.
Yeah, exactly.
That are kingdom culture conversations, but are very volatile.
Yeah, explosive.
Filled with a ton of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been observing, and we've been talking about the fact that most of the conversations that are about the big things that have happened in 2020.
Yeah.
The pandemic, COVID, all the stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
The election that's now just 2 months away.
Oh, my holy goodness.
The rioting and protesting, mostly in response to racial injustice.
Right. Yeah.
Then, of course, there are other issues that have come and gone as well. But the big ones that everyone's talking about, the things that have kept us out of school.
Yeah.
That those conversations, from my opinion and even from our opinion, I think we agree that they seem to be rooted in fear, anger, and false information.
Right.
And people are just saying things and speaking out, and whoever can yell the loudest.
Right.
And it seems to be, guys, and you probably have seen this, you know, that people tend to be more concerned with being right.
Yeah.
Than being like Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we're working super hard to see if we can collectively, as Northwest Christian School, flip that around.
Yeah.
And it begins with us. It begins with our conversations in the hallways at break and lunch, before and after school, on social media, for the teachers, even as we have conversations whenever we bump into each other, back at home. Just all the places where natural conversation take place as you talk with one another and these issues come up. And a school our size with this many different points of view, it's easy to get into yelling and shouting matches and quickly telling people how wrong they are. Let's throw in a couple names.
Yeah, name calling.
Let's label people.
Yeah. And
because
think,
we know everything.
Right. And that's probably, I think that's a lot of the, that's the easy way out to label people.
It's sure.
Because then once I know you're labeled, then I don't have to listen to you.
Exactly.
Because I already know what you believe because I know what your label believes. And so I think that's one of our biggest problems is what we do is we take that lazy way out. And then you and I don't ever have to have a relationship. I don't ever have to listen to you because I know your label and I know what you believe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So let's always begin as we should. Let's go to scripture. Let's go to the Bible. There is a passage in the book of James. Mm-hmm. Now, just for a moment, guys, consider for the fact that James, who wrote the book of James, was a half-brother of Jesus.
Yeah.
Think about what it would be like to grow up with Jesus as your older brother.
As your older brother.
It's hard to blame him for things. hard to live up to that standard. And yet James became the leader of the Jerusalem church.
Yeah.
That he really didn't get on board with Jesus until after the crucifixion and resurrection. Yeah. But talk about a 180 in your life.
Yeah.
And if he backs Jesus, I think right. anybody should back Jesus.
Right.
So in his book, he's giving very practical advice to here is what followers of Jesus should look like. And he makes this statement the first chapter that Mrs. Hunter is going to read for us. Pretty familiar verse. You may have even memorized it at some point in your years at Northwest. But this packs a huge punch. Seriously, hit it, Mrs. Hunter.
So James 1, 19 and 20. Know this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of humanity does not produce the righteousness of God. The anger of a human doesn't produce God's righteousness.
That's fantastic.
And this says quick to hear, but I think the one that I memorized as a kid was quick to listen.
Yes.
Quick to listen, slow to speak.
Right. So there's the quick, slow, slow in that passage.
It's like a little dance step.
It is. It is. Oh, if you could see Mr. G dancing right
Doing
now.
Doing the quick, slow, slow.
He has got the white man dance going like nobody's business. Let's take a moment. Okay, moving on. Quick, slow, slow.
Mm-hmm.
Quick to listen.
Yeah.
Which then creates a situation where then you're slow to speak because you're so busy listening, you're not speaking.
Right. And you're not thinking of what I'm going to say next to shred what you said. I'm just listening to you, not getting ready to answer.
Right. So kind of almost like a mathematical formula for all you math fans out there. If you are quick to listen, plus you are slow to speak, then that tends to equal or create or produce the slowness to become angry.
Yeah. And so all those volatile things that we end up fighting about and we say mean things on social media and all of that, then this, the quick, slow, slow, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, it diffuses that in us. And then we can respond like Peter says we do with gentleness and compassion and respect.
Great. Yeah. So that's the concept. That's the idea. What does that look like practically? Like, how does one do that? How do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to jump on that for a few minutes?
Yeah,
and then
I think,
I'll come back around?
Right. I think maybe I had a friend who would call people, like in his way he would recognize who people were in his life. He would call people like, oh, so-and-so, that's a top 10 talker. Like of all the people this guy knew, like they made the top 10 talk. I think I make people's top 10 talker list. I'm just saying. I got a lot of words. I love words. I love to say exactly what I mean. So I'm going to keep talking until exactly what I mean comes out of my mouth. And so I feel like, listening and being a good listener has been a skill that has been slow to develop in me. And there's a lot of reasons. I think when what you said about fear is a lot, like, I don't want to be misunderstood. So I'm going to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk until I'm confident that I'm understood. Whereas, and so that created fear in me, whereas, I don't have to live in fear. I can trust that the Lord's got me. And even if someone misunderstands me, the Lord still got me. And that's what matters. And so it's been a slow process. So when I was in seminary, I had a professor that I loved and he taught me and it blew my mind. So this is like 5 years ago. And he said the simplest statement, because there was a heated argument that was starting to build in my class about biblical stuff. And nobody can argue like seminary students. And he goes, let me teach you a little bit of something about talking about something that people will disagree with you. He said, you can just say, that's different than I believe. Will you tell me more about that? For me, it just felt like, oh, I needed to learn that. I don't have to prove you right. I don't have to win. I don't have to shout louder. I can stop. I can listen. And wait and not have to feel like I have to speak. I can wait for my turn. But while I'm waiting, that's different than I believe. Can you tell me more about that? And you can't say that in a nasty way or it doesn't count. Like, you can't say, that's different than I believe. Will you tell me more about that? Like, you all know how to say things nasty, nice things nasty. Like, we all know how to do that. But to genuinely learn how to be a good listener, that's just a great phrase to adopt. When someone is speaking of something that you disagree with, instead of saying, why did you say that? Why do you think that? You would say, that's really different than I believe. Could you tell me more about it? And so I would say that's probably my number one life lesson that I learned, much like you were sharing last week. Oh, holy cow, I was 40. Like, give me a break. I wish I would have learned it a lot sooner. So hopefully that will be something that you could learn and put into practice now. Can you practice listening? And you can practice by using that phrase when someone's speaking of something that you disagree a lot with, like strongly about.
That's really, really practical stuff, guys. I mean, that is a great phrase to begin to use and adopt and practice. That's active listening.
Mm-hmm.
That is not listening to wait until it's your turn to talk,
mm-hmm.
but listening with the intent on, again, you are a valuable person. You're made in God's image. What you think and what you feel right now should be important to me, even if I disagree with you.
Right.
Especially if I disagree with you, because I'd like to learn something.
Yeah.
So active listening is that concept of really soaking in what people are saying, asking them to explain their feelings,
mm-hmm.
their thoughts, their experience.
Yeah.
Looking for clarification.
Yeah.
I think the second thing is really great, a great habit to get into. And I talk about this in some of the classes I teach, is when you are in a conversation with someone and maybe you have different points of view, you should be the one to ask the questions.
Wait, so active listening, ask questions?
I think we're going somewhere with this. Hang on.
Oh.
If there's a third one, we're onto it. Asking questions, guys, is the attitude of, I am so curious to find out what you believe, not to crush what you believe, but to better understand you. I will ask questions of you. What did you mean by that? Help me understand that better. Tell me more about what you believe. How did you come to think that that was something to believe? How did you know for sure that that was a belief that you wanted to hold? All of these ways to phrase the questions with the intent of actually understanding one another. When I've met people that are from different cultures, I've tried really hard to ask them questions that wouldn't be offensive, but would be questions that give them the opportunity to share themselves so that I could better understand how to interact with them,
yeah.
and know them.
Yeah.
Active listening. Ask questions. And here's the last one. This one's hard.
And it starts with a G. Just kidding.
Admit you don't know everything.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because none of us have all the answers.
Even with Google, we still don't have all the answers.
True. And so I have found myself at times, and this is very difficult, especially when you are an educator or you're an adult or you like to know things,
mm-hmm.
to say to people, you're right, that's a great question or that's a great comment. I'm not sure I know what the answer is, but I'll try to find out.
Yeah.
So if I'm actively listening to people,
yeah.
and I'm asking them questions
yeah.
for legitimate knowledge and growth, and then when maybe they say something to me or if I'm a little stuck, to admit that I don't know everything.
Yeah.
See, that's the heart of Jesus, because you are caring more about the people than you are the issue.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Right. And sign language people, A this week. A.
So let's bring this to a close
yeah.
and give you some time to talk about this, because
right.
let's us stop talking and
stop
let them
talking.
Talk with
yeah.
one another. And we'll have some questions for you that your teacher should have for you to talk through. Would you like to close this
yeah.
part of our time in
yeah.
prayer?
Yeah, and I would say the challenge in front of you today then, right, when you walk out of your chapel conversation or when you're in your chapel conversation, quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. What would that look like if you tried that on today a little bit? In some conversations with some relationships, it might be just a really great challenge for you to pick up and try out. So let's pray, you guys. Thank you, God, that you are a listening God, that you bend down close to catch every single whisper in our hearts. Thank you that we are made in your image, that this idea of being active listeners who want to genuinely hear people and value people by listening to them, that is in how you've designed us, because we are like you and we want to be more like you. God, we need your help. This is really hard, especially when it is things we are so passionate about, especially when we feel like there is injustice involved or hurt or brokenness. It can make us feel like we must be right. But Lord, we want to be like Jesus. We don't want to be out to be more right. We want to walk this journey of listening so we can be more like Jesus. Thank you for this pause in our day. And we pray, God, that you would do a work in us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Northwest Christian School has made Biblical Worldview online courses available to all high school students for transcript credit, regardless of whether they attend public school, private school, charter school, or homeschool. Frameworks is an exciting new initiative utilizing the learning management system of Grand Canyon University. For more information, visit BibleClassesForPublicSchools.com.